the people who brought you Criminally Ill Panda, BFP Comics. This is your boy Lucky.
What up, guys? I am Kevin.
Welcome to BFP Nation.
The Nation.
Shit.
That's it.
I was more confused when I left the theater than when I went in the theater.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I felt like a kid walking out of that theater. I don't know. It was kind of numb.
Yeah.
Like some kind of mind grenade had gone off in the nearby vicinity.
It's different because you've watched it the one time. And I've watched it twice now. So I was at least prepared for some of the shit that happens. But I still didn't know how to feel when I left the theater. You know, the first time I watched it, I felt like I got out. It was, you know, around 1 o'clock, quarter after 1. And I felt like I needed to day drink. So I went to Condado's. And ordered a couple beers. And some tacos.
Good choice.
Yeah.
Great choice.
Yeah. I'm not... This isn't an advertisement for Condado's, but I had the, the ghost pepper steak and the, Bubba Kush tacos, house tacos. So, yeah. They hit the spot. Oh, my God. They're huge. I should have only bought two of them.
Well, I know what I'm doing after this, anyway.
So, yeah. You figure, okay, I'm gonna go and see an Avengers movie, and today, it's really nice out, you know, I mean, it's what's today's date? February 29th?
Yeah.
Or January, or April 29th? Jesus.
Yeah, it's
April 29th.
May 32nd. It's April 29th.
Okay, yeah.
Nice early Sunday. Yeah.
It's fucking beautiful.
8:30 in the morning.
That's yeah. That and well, the first day I went and seen it. It was just as beautiful as it is today. I was actually pretty fortunate. Both my days off were nice. But anyway, I got out of the theater on Friday at 1 and just didn't know what the fuck to think. I just wandered around Easton for a little bit and went and got a couple beers. How did you feel?
I am currently walking around in that fog.
Yeah.
I don't know how to feel about it. It was a good movie.
Oh, yeah.
Cinematically, that much,
fucking amazing.
Yeah, that much I'll say.
Great fight scenes. Great space shit. The space travel was fucking amazing. The way Thanos got around, fucking amazing. The use of other means of transportation and teleportation, fucking amazing. I think...
The magic was dope.
Oh my God. I think the people that complained about this movie, the Marvel movies not being dark enough, actually try to say this movie isn't dark.
Right.
It's a dark fucking movie. And with it sets up to what I think could... I'm not sure. Well, we might be seeing a reboot here. And with that, I'm gonna drop the Bad Dinner Guest style, you know, mushroom stamp of spoiler alert over here.
Pap, spoiler alert.
Yeah, mushroom stamp, spoiler all over the forehead.
It's all ripped off.
And
spoiler cast engaged.
And... oh my God, Stan Lee's cameo was fucking amazing.
Yep, and they got it out the way early while everything was still happy.
Right, and cheerful and sunny, and, you know, that that's not much of a spoiler. This is the spoiler. He was the bus driver type level shit going on after this point. So, I mean, if you don't want to know who died when things happened and stuff happened and all that other good shit, you need to run the fuck away.
Yep, turn this off. There's other stuff to listen to. We've got plenty of episodes. Go check another one out for now. Come back after you know.
And yeah, you've been fucking warned.
Yep. Tread any further, you're gonna know it all.
So, what did you have that? Okay, this, because this is what a lot of people asked me when I, because I saw the movie and I worked at a fucking comic book shop. So yeah. That's kind of all I talked about yesterday. So, did you wonder, like, in the when it opens and it's the Asgardian ship being attacked by Thanos? Did you wonder where the fuck the Hulk was?
No, well, I didn't know that he would be with them.
That's fair, because you didn't see...
Because I hadn't seen...
You hadn't seen Thor.
I hadn't seen Ragnarok, which is... That's on me.
That's fair.
I didn't know my stuff. So I didn't know he was with them.
I did leave that out when I was catching you up before we went to the theater.
Yeah. Yeah, but... So I take it that wasn't actually much of a surprise to you even the first time around?
No.
You knew Hulk was waiting at some point?
At a moment it was, but then it's one of those things... Well, and see, this is what people were saying, like, well, if Thor was with them, why did it take so long for him to, like, attack? Or not Thor, but Hulk. The ship was blown into pieces. He might have been in a different part of the ship when that shit happened.
Yeah.
Or sent somewhere else in a part of the ship.
Or it could have just been the plan, too.
Right.
I mean, they were working with Loki, so they probably...
Yeah?
That was probably all set up for him to show up when he did.
Could be.
That's what I saw it as.
You know, I mean, Hulk wouldn't surprise me.
Hulk showed up just at the right time.
Oh my god.
Slobber knocker in.
I'd say the first important death of the movie happened in that scene.
What would it be, Loki's or...
Heimdall.
Yeah.
The man who operated the Bifrost.
Yep.
And
the first two on the list.
Even though Loki dies, I count him as a half-death.
Because he's died before, or because
He's died many times before. Are you going to make a little dead tally?
Yeah, I'm making...
I love it.
Yeah, I wrote down a list, and I'm sure I've missed a couple. But I want to check off any time we mention those that have passed on, or mention their passing, at least. But
that's fair.
Those were the first... Coincidentally, the last two that I kind of worked... I don't know.
Yeah, I see that list. I see you let off with one that we'll talk to. Get around to talking about. A little tongue-tied over
little,
here.
A little tongue-tied teaser.
It is. Up is down.
So,
shoulder is knee. But yeah.
Go ahead.
I think it was really fucking sad how that happened too. Because of the fact, I think it was played out. That's why I think he's not dead.
Loki?
Yeah. He's the fucking trickster god. He's done it more times.
Yeah, he's done it more than any of them.
Right.
Yeah, you would think it'd be a little
stupid
harder.
Enough to attack Thanos head on like that after watching Thanos beat the piss out of your brother Thor, and then make the Hulk cry like a little bitch. I mean, think about it. That was one of the most jarring scenes in the movie.
He sent the Hulk away for the whole movie.
He... He died in his brain like syphilis. Permanently.
In a roundabout way, it's the third, at least, casualty.
Yeah.
Major casualty, because his refusal to come out changes the game.
Banner is somewhat crippled.
Yeah, I mean, he does pretty well.
Considering.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, you figure, oh my god. And you saw, and for the first time, Hulk fought a person on that level, because they were about the same size. So,
Thanos looked, he might have been bigger.
He might have been a little bit bigger. And it was the first time that, like, Hulk's just raw strength wasn't enough.
And then he ran away.
Yeah. Well, Heimdall sent him away on the Bifrost.
Yeah, but no, the Hulk Hulk ran away. He wouldn't come back out.
Oh, yeah. He would not come out to play. And that's... God Heimdall had the fucking sense to send him to Earth.
It was a good... A slick last move.
It was.
So he had one of those a glory death.
He did.
Which is more than a lot of the characters got.
Oh my god. We'll get into the ones that made us the saddest. Because that is such a spoilerific thing for this spoiler show that we can't even mention all of them right now. I mean, obviously, but...
Yeah, we want to work our way up to it just so that
a little bit.
By the time we get there, you know where you are.
Right.
You know if you should or shouldn't be.
Especially, and you know, there'll be a point where you think we're done, and then we'll talk to after credits.
Yeah.
See how I did that? It was our own after credits. That's how we'll spoil after credits, is we'll wait through our own credits to talk after credits. See, you just watched Lucky pull the sausage out of the muffin and make it.
Sausage muffins.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that sounds good or not.
Only if they're covered in gravy.
So, one of the biggest beefs I have with this movie is no stone bearers using their stones to fight Thanos. At any point, really, in time, to try to make things right. And I thought that was weird.
Lame.
Especially when you consider how Doctor Strange won last time.
He tried.
He never used the Time Stone.
He started to open it on Earth, but that dude restricted his hands to prevent him from fulfilling the...
Voodoo.
Yeah.
Little hand signal magic.
Yeah. Those people, you know.
For everyone.
Not watching this shit. Yeah. Everyone.
I'm the only one watching.
I'm doing the amulet unlock hand gesture with my hands.
Yeah, it's a couple of Egyptian eyeball signals. Hand. Yeah. Something about Ra and stuff.
Yep.
Which, anywho,
I would have loved to have seen a Moon Knight, but that's for another time in another place, I suppose. Maybe Netflix.
I would have loved to have seen. We can spoil the.
Well, that's the no we're shows. Gonna get into what do you mean no shows with Ant-Man?
Ant-Man and Hawkeye.
Oh, who?
Because
Hawkeye.
Sorry, Clint Barton.
Oh,
whatever.
That guy's an Avenger. Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
That guy. They were under house arrest or something like that. They were in witness protection, I think.
That, yeah. Which I guess I'm going out
makes
on a limb here
sense.
And just going to assume that they survive, that they aren't part of any sort of fallout, that they'll be around for the next one.
Well, considering there is an Ant-Man and Wasp movie later for this year, It makes me wonder where it will take place in the timeline of the Marvel mythos.
Yes.
I wonder, the whole thing is kind of crazy. Because with knowing what we know, and knowing what happens with what we know, and knowing the know of what we know, is just, it's such a mind fuck. Because of what we know. And what we know we don't know. If that makes any sense. Nah, it doesn't. So anyway.
But it's making some great build up.
It is. This is how politicians filibuster. And
it's how Dragon Ball Z gets so many episodes into a season.
That's why I love the card game.
Just powering so, up.
You hear that, Bandai? Send me a product. Anyway, we,
Mr. Piccolo!
I don't, not your dad, kid. Anyway, it's just a fucking shit show as far as who's left, who's not. And when Banner gets dropped into the, Sanctum Sanctorum of New York, it's, what the fuck is going on? They find, and what did you think of Tony's new suit?
The nanotech was sweet, especially once it started getting beat up and he was able to transfer armor that was someplace else to form like an arm sword.
Right.
He was able to do some real cool stuff with that. That was a definite highlight. The jogging suit looked really weird. Like, he looked weird in the suit, pre-suit, but
it made sense afterwards.
Yeah, and it was Spider-Man in that, and the special armor was
Scarlet Spider.
Woo! Was pretty dope, too. Getting his Dr. Octopus on.
Oh, yeah. That was the suit we should have seen in Civil War, FYI.
Right.
For Spider-Man. No, I mean, in the comics-wise, that's when it shows up.
That's when it... Yeah.
It makes me optimistic for the future as far as the properties that Disney is bringing home to Marvel with the X-Men. Because we're going to go places with the mutants and hopefully better places, I think.
Yeah, maybe that's where they're headed, is just to a bunch more X-Men movies.
Well, and probably as popular as the X-Men movies were, I think we'll start seeing the X-Men incorporated in the cinematic universe. Especially with the resurgence of Logan as Wolverine in the comics. There's a storyline with the Hunt for Wolverine. So, we're getting off the fucking beaten path with this shit. I'm talking about fucking Wolverine. I know he's a goddamn Avenger.
I think he might have been the guy who put those scars on Thanos' cheeks in the movie. Did you see that? He's got three lines on each side, on each cheek. But I think the easiest way to start having an actual open conversation about this is to go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off. We're 18 minutes in, so I'm just gonna pop through.
Like, everyone who's dead?
The dead list. So that way we can... Because we can really get into it once we're...
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it.
So, all of the Guardians of the Galaxy but the rabbit.
Everybody's dead on that team.
Yeah.
Groot.
Batista.
Yeah. Drax. Gamora. Star-Lord. Mantis. Well, and I think Nebula is technically a Guardian. Because her and Gamora made up.
So, yeah.
And she ends up helping them in the second one at some point, I think. And so, maybe it's her and Rocket left.
Big time foreshadowing there, that, too, with all the Captain joke, time to play Captain, all that stuff. Wow.
Yeah. You mind if I drop the next name?
Yep, hit him.
Peter Parker. Dead.
Huge. That one Might have been the worst one.
That was the, well, that was one of the saddest ones for me.
And mainly just because Spider-Man has been screwed up so many times.
That
I just don't want to see another Peter Parker killed off, because it means we're going to have to start another Spider-Man franchise again.
Also, yes.
That will probably suck. That's the main reason I was upset by it, honestly.
And Groot was one of the other ones that was the saddest.
That, yeah,
man. That was pretty damn sad. My other top three of the saddest for me was Black Panther. Did you recognize the woman that he was helping up?
Yeah, it was Michonne from...
Exactly.
The Walking Dead. Yeah, if I didn't see Black Panther, but...
She was in it.
I know, I was...
Yeah.
I was in studio for your review.
That's right. And... I think one of the reasons it was one of the saddest deaths was because it literally happened right in front of her eyes.
Yeah, and...
They did
a good job of throwing me off by having him help her up and say, this is no place to die, and then start to fade away. And I was like, oh, you got me.
Yeah.
Even in a scene where you're killing everyone, you still managed to get me. Good job.
Oh, guys. Yeah. That's a
good one. You got me. Falcon also, that one got me not only because he faded away right before War Machine got there. So now he's going to think he's missing somewhere.
Well, they'll probably just assume that he disappeared.
Maybe, but I also wouldn't be surprised if it's a undertone, a minor storyline at least at the beginning.
Right.
Or something that plagues him is just him... At least the people who saw people fade away, at least they have that finality of...
Right.
It's another thing to be in the woods during a battle and not know if he got faded away or if his leg's broken and he's dying out in the woods. Yeah.
That's fair. Let's see. Scarlet Witch.
Hers wasn't that sad just because, you know, she had just lost her boyfriend.
Right.
She seemed kind of happy about it. Yeah,
I was about
thing.
To say, man, she actually... I'm sad to see those titties go, but she actually looked happy to die. I mean, her brother's already dead. He died in, what, the second Avengers movie? No, Age of Ultron.
He died in Ultron, yeah.
Yeah, that was the second Avengers movie.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean...
She killed her boyfriend, then watched him get revived, only to have his brain ripped out of his skull.
Pretty fucking much.
And so I don't blame her for embracing the sweet release.
Because, like, as far as the categories of, like, sad death for me in this movie, there are the people that were blinked out of existence sad, and then that was just fucking tragic. How he went through the pain of her killing him. By destroying this crystal, to him being reversed back timed into life, to just have the same shit happen but worse.
Yeah, and then that was the darkest scene, the heaviest scene, I guess.
Yeah,
of the whole thing was.
Oh no!
And then it made you just get mad because you thought of all the times that they could have tried something like that to put him into a time loop or something. It's like, man, you guys had both of these stones. If you would have just focused on healing Vision instead of ripping a stone out of his head,
right.
He could have put his stone to use.
Help you guys. Yeah. That also annoyed the shit out of me.
Very annoying part of the storyline for me was that whole plan. Because then you're taking, instead of healing one of your better fighters, now you've got two of your best up in a hospital room hanging out while the universe's future's on.
While you fuckers are getting your ass handed to you.
Not smart.
Oh!
Bad generally.
Oh! Speaking of the trickery.
Lucky's water broke.
The trickery. So, I guess Peter Dinklage said that he was supposed to be MODOK. In an after-credits scene. He was not MODOK. He was the son of a bitch that molded Mjolnir into fucking existence.
Oh, that's why you were...
That's why I was like, that son of a bitch got me.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That explains that. Also, that was cool. And to have Thor... See, and this is where my comic knowledge is a little lacking, comparatively. And I didn't... Was not familiar of a timeline ever in which Thor lost his hammer permanently and,
been a couple.
And replaced it with a different weapon.
Yeah.
And so I didn't actually see any of that stuff coming. Because as you know, I did a complete blackout for this. The first time I watched an Infinity War trailer was after, was just now before we recorded.
Right.
After we had seen the movie.
Same here.
So didn't see that coming. Having Groot live on as the handle, as another way
he could
potentially maybe be brought back somehow through some magic. Even though, again, to knock another one off the list, Strange is gone, so I don't know who's doing the magic. Major implications to the cosmos, in which you talked about a reboot, and we talked about it, we've played the card game earlier. We might be getting DBZ'd out here in the second Infinity War, Time Stone or the Soul Stone or a combination of the two gets used to bring back my thought would be is like anybody who just faded.
Well, yeah,
be brought back.
I think anybody that was blinked out of existence can be blinked back into existence.
Now, didn't they do the same snap with Thanos in the comics, but it was for a different reason. Like, it was to impress Death, right?
There is a timeline where he was impressing Death, and then the other timeline where he's doing it to save... He's doing it altruistically.
Yeah.
Because I gotta save the universe from suffering and starvation.
So in the comics, do all the snap deaths get brought back? Do you remember that?
I don't remember.
Dun, dun, dun. And I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's a good question. And
it is a good question.
Probably where I'm going to search to answer the question a year early. Because they're not beholden to the source material, so it won't really answer. If they were, Steve Rogers wouldn't even be here. He'd have died in the Civil War.
He would have got his at... Well, also, yes.
So, there goes
He would have got his ass beaten to death by Thanos.
Does that happens in the comics too? He gets resurrected just to die again at the hands of Thanos. Fantastic. And this is why I need some sort of comic subscription so I can just read.
I'm trying to think. Is there anybody that died that we haven't mentioned yet?
Not throughout the bulk of the movie. I don't think. That's all at least I have on my list. We might be missing one. If we're missing one, let us know below in a comment.
I think the absence of Valkyrie, which was a character that was introduced in Thor Ragnarok, she was one of, if you're familiar with the Norse mythology, she was one of the warrior women. They would take dead men to Valhalla. So, the Valkyrie is a total badass bitch who kicks ass left and right. She is essentially a female Thor. She just doesn't have lightning powers.
Isn't there a timeline where there's a female Thor?
Yes, and I think she was just killed or is about to be killed.
Going back to dude Thor?
Yep, they're going back to Odin's son.
Just in time for the movie.
Yeah.
And he got his eyeball back, so they can go back to comic
And that was dark, looking. Too.
Yeah.
Because it was smuggled out in Rocket's ass.
Yeah, and that brings me to a good point, because as much as this movie was really depressing... In order to get through the pay, it wasn't depressing until the end, and it was done. You can tell, like, or from past movie experiences, I firmly believe that once the second one is done, you'll be able to watch them back to back, and that won't feel nearly as heavy. But the first time it's meant to feel that heavy, And after you get over the sadness, and once you have the complete picture, you'll be like, right. Wow, that first one was really good. But besides that, it kept up, because it wasn't just sad at the end.
No.
I mean, you get the crushing and defeating feeling at the end, but it's dark very frequently. Constant sacrifices and people going down here and there.
Oh!
And
yeah, oh, and, that just reminded me. We did forget someone who got killed. Gamora.
Yeah, we said the full...
Yeah, but she Guardian wasn't blinked squad. Out of existence. She was murdered by Thanos to obtain the Soul Stone.
Lobbed off the cliff.
Yes.
Which, well, yeah, she was on my list of people who might not come back, who they might not be able to bring back with the Soul and Time Stones.
Right.
Vision, just because of the way that he was brought back already and killed... I'm not certain how the Time Stone would be able to... And then the Soul Stone, obviously, if Gamora was traded for the Soul Stone,
right.
She might be trapped in it, something like yeah. that. So she might not be coming back. But they were able to get through all of this sadness with a whole bunch of cheesy jokes and pop culture references. Like the whole Star-Lord Spider-Man... interactions were great with an old man Tony Stark hanging out.
Yeah,
which is another thing.
Yeah, see that old movie, the really old movie Aliens.
Yeah, I found it funny that with all the death and destruction, that neither Captain America nor Tony Stark was in that. Seeing as you know Chris Evans doesn't really want to keep doing it. At least you hear about that as rumors. And that he'll be done soon. And you imagine Robert, they're both getting older as well, and you can't right. do this forever.
No.
So it makes me wonder if they'll be out of this by the end of the next one. And
yeah, I don't know.
He breaks his fingers.
It's you know?
And he's a professional about it. He holds it in, but the future of the MCU is dire, and we haven't gotten to the after credit stuff yet. But
no, we've got, which is even separately and more bananas because of it deals with ramifications that you're watching on this battlefield of the shit of these motherfuckers disappearing, and you don't even think about it because you have Maria Hill. And Nick Fury driving on the fucking road. Dude crashes in front of him. They get out to see if the dude's all right. There's nobody in the fucking driver's seat. Because, spoiler, he dis-a-fucking-peered.
In the rapture,
He was scattered to the quantum fucking wind. That's how brutal it was. Like, these people weren't just killed. They were scattered to the quantum fucking wind.
Yeah, they just dust in... Yeah, straight up dust in the wind. It
yep.
Crumbled apart like they're vampires in a Blade movie.
Pretty fucking much.
Just withered away.
Yep.
And, yeah, maybe it was just all a metaphor for the rapture. I don't know, maybe.
Kinda, sort of. Well, right. You know, I mean, you remember that one prophet of Thanos was saying, like, yes, children, rejoice. Rejoice in the cleansing tide that is the salvation of Thanos.
Yeah.
Dying by his powerful hand.
And then the rest get to eat.
Yeah.
It's a weird
metaphor for the one world government. Is that where you're going?
No, absolutely not. Definitely not. Wasn't going to talk about any of that stuff. I don't even know what the occult is, but I'm afraid of a potential Infinity War 2 that feels like the Justice League, where now Captain Marvel just comes in and as the Superman of sorts, and it's just...
She kind of is like Superman.
I know, and I think the next movie is just going to be about whenever she gets there.
Right. It's
just one final ass-whooping, but the whole rest of the movie is just going to be these... Our other superheroes getting their asses beat until Superman shows up, kind of like the Justice League.
Well, and the funny thing is, too, I mean, you think about, like, everybody's familiar with Rogue. I think more people are familiar with the X-Men character Rogue than the female Captain Marvel. The first time I went and seen the movie and watched the end credits scene, and this is where so Nick Fury watches Maria Hill disappear right in front of him. He flips out, runs to his SUV, pulls out this device and types in like a code or some shit. And as he disappears, I'm not going to ruin his line. And wouldn't you know, the motherfucker got off the Captain Marvel text, and you see her star up here with her trademark gold line and red and blue. So with Carol Danvers entering the picture, if you're not familiar with what she like is capable of, and you watched the X-Men cartoon from the 90s, the female Rogue, she had Carol Danvers' powers of flight, impenetrable skin, and might. That's how she was so strong, and that's how she could fend off blows from motherfuckers like the Juggernaut and walk away. So
what, she had taken him from Captain Marvel?
There was an accident where the two of them were touching each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And
go on.
And they were touching each other, and it put Carol Danvers in a coma.
Uh-oh. That's not where... Yeah, that's not where I went with it.
No, yeah.
It's a cool storyline,
I wish
too.
They were touching each other's boobies with each other's boobies, but... Naked boobies. Yeah.
So the future of the MCU might rest on Captain Marvel.
Well, might. There's no might about it.
Oh, we did forget. I don't think we mentioned Bucky.
Oh,
and our death
I don't
list.
Think so.
And because that, what
Bucky
I was.
Did die.
What I was saying is both heir apparents to Captain America are gone, and
yeah,
now it's looking
the
like.
Falcon and Bucky.
Maybe what, War Machine?
Yeah.
Could
well,
be Captain America. But I mean,
last,
Captain America as a thing is just gone, so
yeah,
it's going to be something
that
completely.
That last screenshot was, think about it. Cap, War Machine, Rocket, Bruce Banner, and I think I'm leaving someone out.
I mean, Thor's still left.
Thor. And what a fucking comeback was that.
Romanoff is left. Yeah, I mean, Thor...
Yeah. Oh, and yeah, Natasha.
Well, and that... And see, because that's the thing. Thor shows clearly that he's going to be capable of defeating Thanos.
Oh, yeah.
Not only that, he single-handedly is... He, like,
he inflicted an actual blow that hurt him.
Yeah, and he Gandalf the entire fight. Like, went through and was taking down ships himself. Like, now that he has his weapon back...
Oh, yeah.
It's done. And once they get Hulk back, which will be an under... Which will probably be right around... Right at just the right moment. It'll be an annoyingly long amount of time into the second
probably
movie.
In the next Avengers.
Yeah, in the next Avengers, it'll be about past the halfway point. Even though we all know it's coming, and we all agree we'd rather have it early. Like, just give us the Hulk back. We just want the Hulk back. Don't tease me now.
That son of a bitch plays it great. Bruce Banner and Hulk.
Yeah, Bruce is such a dork. Like, the Hulkbuster scene where he trips over the log is...
Oh, yeah, and that was so funny when...
One of those moments that
when
keeps
Denai just
brought you back
at him
up.
Like, what the fuck are you even doing out here, bro?
Yeah.
And then when Scarlet Witch joins the fight, and she's like, what the fuck was she doing up there for?
Yeah.
She wasn't down here?
Which is my thought exactly.
Right.
Someone there should have been able to heal his two stab wounds, and they both should have been started in the fight. Yeah. Could have been done. In
field.
That.
And I think that's where they messed up, that, like, they're coming for the stone, but why don't we use the stone to fight them? It's not actually Thanos yet. This isn't going to deter them from coming. Yeah.
And what? So what? Even if you destroy it, he'll still have the other... Whatever. Right. All you're doing, you're not... That's not a plan to defeat him.
You're just enlarging the inevitable at that point.
Exactly. Which may... It's a time-buying move, but I don't know. I'd rather have one of the most powerful heroes.
And I have a question also that you haven't brought up yet.
What is it?
So, after Thanos... blinked half of existence out of existence.
Yeah.
Why did the glove look so damaged?
That's true, too, and that's...
Is the glove busted?
It looked like it. It looked like it was ripped apart.
It looked fucked up. Like it got fried. So what the fuck is that about? Is the glove not powerful, or is the gauntlet not powerful enough to, because, I mean, you think about it, he used all the stones at once to activate that shit. So maybe the gauntlet wasn't powerful enough to do all that at once. And it destroyed itself. Couldn't contain the energy.
Which evens the odds big
that
time.
They were just transferred to another universe.
Now they just got to go help Dinky out again.
Yeah.
Make sure no more gloves get forged. Although...
Well, his hands are crippled.
Yeah, but if someone else heats up the metal, they're good. Oh, yeah. We saw it live.
Right.
And they still have the...
Well, he could probably...
hand mold.
Teach somebody to craft the part that opens the fucking star's eye. Or whatever.
Oh, that's right.
So
he won't be able to make it.
So yeah.
So if the guy, I forgot about that. That without Thor almost dying.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have been able to.
That's what made his entrance onto the battlefield so fucking impressive. The dude almost died.
And then just once he gets his hands on that weapon, it juices him back up. It
recharged him from zip. 0 to 100 real fucking fast.
Real quick.
Yep.
Busted out there, yeah. Like Gandalf on an eagle, bro. Just pow.
Yeah, because it was him, Rocket, and Groot burst onto the fucking battlefield and saved the fucking day just when it looked like they were getting overran.
R.I.P. Groot. Gonna be missed. So many of them gonna be missed, so... How many movies are there in between?
I'm not sure.
Is it just Ant-Man, Wasp, and Cap? So there's an Ant-Man movie and Captain Marvel movie. I don't think they're doing any more Iron Man, so they can't be.
Who knows?
Doing any more Iron Man and Captain America's?
I'm not sure.
Killed off Black Panther, like. A month and a half after his solo movie. Isn't that crazy? That's the part that just blows my mind.
That's one of the reasons that makes me think
his movie is still in
the stick. Yeah, movie's still in theater.
In the theater we went to see, he is still... You can go watch Infinity War, and then if you're sad, go in and watch Black Panther, because his movie's still on.
That was
and
the
he's dead.
One of, oh my god.
He's gone. And they finally had a Spider-Man that wasn't... I guess not say that I didn't see the solo movie. But I thought this Spider-Man was good.
I thought he was better than the other two.
And I've hated the other ones that they had. And now we're going to get stuck with another Spider-Man reboot. And not to mention, okay, we haven't talked much about the trailers, but Venom... What's the point of making a Venom movie if you're going to just kill... If Spider-Man's dead? So I'm hoping this Venom movie is back in time, and that maybe that's what they're doing, is now they're just going to go back in time and do subplot movies when Spider-Man's alive, but I don't know. I don't know
who knows.
What's the point of having it? Maybe Venom
Somebody
will just be...
Somebody had a really good point at the comic book store that how the fuck is Venom going to have the web slinging when he never bonded with Peter Parker?
Yeah, that's a... And see, that's why I'm...
Yeah.
Wondering if it's not going to start a little further back in the timeline and have him cross paths with Peter, with a still alive Peter Parker. A pre-dust.
So, Ant-Man and the Wasp, July 6th of this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that's it for Marvel superhero movies for the rest of the year.
And then next year?
March 9th, Captain Marvel.
All right.
May 3rd of next year, Avengers Untitled. And that's it.
And that's probably Infinity War 2 or whatever.
Yeah.
That's it. It is wrapping up. It's been a decade in the making. You think, well, we also saw the trailer for Deadpool 2. You think the superhero movies are still going strong? DC's just trying to fight, just now trying to fire up its universe. Or maybe they'll just keep it short and sweet.
We'll see.
Who knows?
There are rumors of a Flashpoint movie coming out of DC. Live action. Hopefully they don't fuck it up.
Be a dope concept. Be hard to pull off.
A lot of things would be a dope concept.
Yeah.
I'm still dying to see the one where Batman is crazy and is in the insane asylum and all his enemies are the different doctors and orderlies and shit. Like, the head nurse is Harley. The main doctor is Joker.
Yeah.
All that shit.
I'd watch that.
And he escapes from Arkham and goes and vigilantes people in the fucking alleys and shit.
As a psycho.
Pretty much.
As a nut.
Pretty much.
A rich, and then a guilty butler keeps his secrets.
Yep.
Because he feels bad for the death of the parents, and that's the reason he went crazy.
Yep.
I like it. I'd watch it. I think it's a series, though, not a movie.
So, yeah, that's fair. We know
that... I think both those movies will... I imagine Ant-Man has to be kind of linear as far as... Or maybe it's what's happening to him right before Thanos gets there. Because it takes place next month. You know, who knows what they're doing with that timeline-wise. But I imagine Captain Marvel will be a... probably a post-credit... Probably in the Ant-Man post-credit will be Captain Marvel headed to Earth. And then the movie will be some odd years in the future. It will have nothing to do with Thanos.
It makes me wonder when Ant-Man and Wasp takes place, too. It also makes me wonder when Captain Marvel will take place. Is the end of the Captain Marvel movie going to be her getting the message from Nick Fury?
Is it going to be the end or...
Beginning.
It might be...
Because
They could go that way too and just say, yeah, the whole movie is about her...
Getting her groove back.
Getting back to Earth.
Yeah.
Only two movies left.
Yeah.
To set up the big finale, and then it's all DC all the time. They should just do... My idea is just a Batman family series of movies. Okay. That's the most in-depth universe that DC has, I think, as far as villains that people like.
Oh,
sidekicks that became their own heroes that people like.
Oh, yeah.
The Red Hood being an anti-hero, kind of both sides. You got Robin... You could get the whole Damian Wayne aspect in there. You could really just go hard. Just give Batman one more reboot. Just take it easy on the Martha Wayne scene. We've seen enough times. Just do it quickly. And start out, or not even at all, and just let it be known.
Everybody knows how Thomas and Martha Wayne fucking die.
And you're already going to do Flashpoints. You're going to touch it all again. So, I would leave it alone.
Yeah. There's no point. I think we're going to die. We're all going to die. That was so funny, too. when Peter was like, hey, cause a distraction. Oh my god, we're all gonna die! I don't think it was that hard to cause a distraction at that moment on the bus. That was probably one of the best moments in the movie. As far as, like, that was the last, like, happy moment in the movie, is when you see Stan Lee driving that motherfucking bus. Oh, there's Stan the man!
And Spidey hops out. And then everybody
dies.
Yeah, and then... Except for Stan, I bet he's still around.
Oh, yeah. Because he stayed on the bus. You know?
Yeah. Peter should have stayed on that bus.
He should have.
Could have gone to college, been a photographer.
Yeah, met Gwen Stacy.
Met fucking Venom. We could have had a cooler Venom movie come out. Oh, I forgot. Venom will be part of that MCU, I guess. So there's that.
Maybe.
I guess it wasn't on the list that you found, so maybe not.
Well, that's the Sony Studios shit.
Oh, Venom is? Shit. Venom is Sony?
Yep. But now they own it, so it's going to come home.
After this movie, it comes home?
Mm-hmm.
To their home, not mine. I don't get any Marvel money. I'm still Batman all the way.
Yep.
Which means I'm...
I don't want any of that Nazi pirate gold. Hashtag pirate angel, though.
Yeah.
That was one of the funniest parts. No, I'm not.
Chris Pratt was great. There was much needed throughout this movie to keep it happy. Mm-hmm. He did most of it.
Oh, yeah.
That's really what the Guardians were there for. They were there to... keep it light and funny, and also to fuck the whole thing up.
That was one of the other darkest moments. Because he fucked
the whole thing up.
He did. He really did.
They had it. They had the gauntlet.
Oh my god, they really did. No, I forgot what I was going to say.
His death wasn't as sad, because he caused the problem.
It was still sad. Man, the movie was sad.
But still worth a watch. It gets my stamp of approval.
Oh, yeah. I liked it. I mean, I've seen it twice, and I haven't regretted either ticket purchase. Although seeing it the second time was much better. Because I went at... it was like the 5:50 matinee on Friday. It was a standard screen. There was nothing, like, fancy about it. It just had better seats.
Hmm.
It was the ones that, like, recline and shit.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
At 5:50, I might go see it again. Not PM, dollars, and cents.
Right.
For that price, I'd like to see it again one more time in theater. Knowing what's going to happen. Being able to look into the... because that's... with a lot of these movies, especially now with what they're doing effects-wise and visually, it has a lot of rewatch value, because the first time around, you don't really get to pay. You're so locked in, you're not paying attention to any of what's going on in the background. So, yeah, I would say somehow if you listen to all of this and you haven't watched it, watch it. And you might watch it again.
Yeah.
And I think if you've watched it already and you're listening to this, watch it again. I'm going to watch it again.
Then we can have another chat about it. I might do it a third time. I might re-return the re-return. I
think it'll be less and less sad each time we watch it. And then, if not, just go watch Black Panther. He doesn't die at the end of his own movie. They just at the end of his next movie. But that is all I have to say about the Infinity Wars. I think it's time for a beer.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Maybe a Black and Mild from a street vendor. I don't know. I'm a little sad.
Mm-hmm.
I wish Suicide Squad had gone this route instead of the weird, like, not dark cut-in-half movie they went with. See, I'd rather had a good movie that makes me sad. I know that now. At least now we can know that.
Mm-hmm.
We can always look at Suicide Squad and Batman vs Superman and said, "No, guys, you pussied out, you chickened out. You should have just made the noir superhero film."
Yeah, I concur.
You got any parting words for the lovely people out here?
Go watch Avengers: Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
Go watch definitely. Some of these background movies. And reflect on the things we told you. And then go watch this movie. And then, in 2 weeks, watch Deadpool.
And then come back here to talk with us about it.
Yeah. We're gonna see it. Are you?
Let us know in the comments below.
No, seriously, we already have our tickets.
Yeah.
We physically have our tickets for it already.
Come find us.
Yeah. I'll take a little butthole for a cheese sandwich. Peace, motherfuckers.